Good morning. Thank you for joining me today. This is Prophetess Mary Ayodele with Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency podcast. It is Sunday, July 26th, 2020, and I'm very glad you're here. Let's open with prayer. Given honor to the Most High, we are thankful and grateful for coming together today to share the wisdom, kindness, compassion, and solace of knowing that all is in your control. Thank you for being with us, walking with us, guiding us, and allowing our intentionality to be focused on the divine, where we know at all times we are safe, cherished, and loved. In the holy name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. This week, we're going to pick up on what we talked about last Sunday. And the title of our gathering this week, our podcast focus, is There Will Be Sacrifice, Part 2. So once again, there will be sacrifice, and this is part two of that discussion. This is season 2, episode 9, and I'd like to start by thanking each and every one of you who have supported this podcast. Your support is vital and very important to help this podcast reach more communities and more people in different forms. So we appreciate your support. And if you'd like to support us, please listen toward the end where we will give the email address for any support you'd like to send through PayPal or other means. You can reach out to us and I'll be glad to help you facilitate that donation. Now, there will be sacrifice part two. Last week, I broached the subject of sacrifice, that you're not going to get everything you want. And in terms of building spiritual immunity, that's really important to know. This week, I'm going to take you into three more points to look at around that. Now, the reason that's important for your spiritual immunity is because if you're frantically trying to have everything, your spiritual immunity is going to suffer. And probably your physical immunity, God forbid, and some other parts, because you simply cannot have everything you want. There's some great songs written about this back in the 60s. You can't have what you want. Not all the time. And I think that's a little different than me telling you today, you can't have everything you want. So I'm talking to you from the Gulf of Mexico bioregion in Houston, Texas, in the United States of America. And people listening outside of the U.S. and who are outside of U.S. culture may not recognize what I'm saying as something that needs to be said out loud to other adults. However, in much of the so-called developed world, we are programmed to believe that we can get everything we want. Like we can have the fabulous career and the happiest family and be in perfect physical condition and work out every day and eat only organic food and make our own juice by hand, you know, have smoothie bowls every day for breakfast and have a garden because, you know, that's important and take great vacations and go hiking and have a perfectly clean house where we hand make all of our own non-toxic cleaning materials to clean the house. And so there's this frantic idea that's carefully sold to people that they can have everything they want. And when that doesn't happen, the person is then told, oh, well, that's because you're not doing it right. You need to buy X, Y, or Z, like buy some product or service, because we're just going to help you get everything you want because you can't really do it on your own. There's a flaw in you. That's why you can't have it. So you need to buy something from someone. So it's a clever marketing ploy. And the truth is, even if you pay people, you still can't have everything you want. It's not in balance with the way the universe works. The universe seeks equilibrium. Equilibrium is what all of the wisest wisdom systems around the world tell us, that equilibrium is vitally important. And the biblical verse that was revealed this morning to pray with for the next 6 days, for those of you who are new to listening to this podcast, I invite all of you to pray with me at 7 a.m. for the next 6 days at sunrise. Now, 7 a.m. is approximately sunrise where I am. Sunrise for you may be 3-4 hours earlier or later, but whenever the sun comes up where you are, I will entreat you to pray at sunrise, and I will share a biblical verse every podcast that you can pray with over the next 6 days. This biblical verse is something to help you stand on the word of the Most High. And when I say the Most High, for my new listeners, many of you may think of the Most High as God. When you stand on the word of the Most High, it's a firm foundation to help you soar and get in alignment with a divine source of help, strength, and compassion is greater than your own. So I'm sharing this with you so that you're not relying on your own strength. That's also part of having it all, that whole lie that people have been told. You can have everything. The other part of that is that you don't need anyone else. You don't need anything else but you. You can do it all. And I'm here to say, you've been played. Nah, you can't really do it all. You can do a lot of it, but you can't do it all, and you can't have it all without a severe cost to your psyche, your body, and your spiritual self, your spiritual being. And it's very important that your spiritual health become just as important to you as your physical health. So right now, as always, in some fashion, there's an inordinate amount of focus on the physical body. And that's 20 more podcasts just to talk about all the things that people are focused on for their physical body. And this podcast is here to show you how to build your spiritual body, your spiritual immunity, how to build it, strengthen it, and sustain it. Because the premise of that idea is that everything that happens in the physical world starts in the spiritual world. That's how prayer becomes effective, right? So you affect the spiritual world first before it manifests here on earth. So every week there is a biblical verse that is shared, and I entreat you to pray with it, meditate on it, and hold on to this verse over the next 6 days and even beyond. After 6 days, you don't have to stop dealing with it. The point is, over the next 6 days, you may want to give it a little extra attention in your prayer and meditation or life. Now, in the process of doing that, this week, we're back to There Will Be Sacrifice Part 2. And we're going to talk about what life looks like when you recognize you got to give something up, and how you can flow with that as opposed to resisting it. Okay. And yes, I understand there are questions about what if it's something I don't want to give up. Spirit will lead us to deal with that in these podcasts. So one thing we're going to do is step outside of your wants right now. We're going to put those down, and we're going to talk about this in terms of a spiritual science. Actually in the terms of Africana cosmology, meaning spiritual ideas work a certain way. That's the easiest way to think of it for this podcast today. And we're going to talk about how this works, meaning the parameters of it. Yes, some of us have become adept at bending those parameters. However, for the average consumer led person who thinks they can buy their happiness, they're not bending any spiritual parameters in the way that we're talking about them on this podcast. They're spending money to buy things to feel good or to look like other people so they can feel like they belong to a group or some subcategory, you know, that makes them feel a sense of belonging. So people have learned to substitute the inner work that needs to happen for the outer work where they can spend money and buy the appearance of it. And this podcast is basically the opposite of that. Okay. So the things we're talking about in this podcast, money really can't buy you. Some of the tools might, maybe, but that's very, very few, you know, very few things. The 99% of what we're talking about in this podcast is the inner work you do that money can't purchase. And the inner work can happen anywhere, everywhere, and all the where, meaning at any time. It's not a certain time that you have to get up at 8 o'clock every morning and do your inner work. Honey, you doing your inner work when you go to the store, if you decide to shop when there's rush hour traffic or not, because you have to manage your energy and manage your response to other people. You're constantly in this wonderful laboratory of practicing these ideas. So you don't really have to worry about when and where, because you're doing it all the time. So again, there will be sacrifice, part two, in this podcast. And I want to leave you with three ideas today around that whole premise that we began to talk about last week. Number one, what you're looking for is balance. And I mentioned that a little earlier. We are not looking as human beings to be happy every day or to be depressed every day. You're looking for balance in life. We all are. That's the ultimate point, is balance, not to lean more toward the other. Now, for those of you who say, but wait, you know, the Bible says, be joyful always. We really need to break down what some of these things mean. Yes, be joyful in the face of any circumstance. Don't forget to put that part in there. So joy is a choice. The Bible is a very helpful tool if you work with it to exemplify this truth of living in balance, that you want, no matter what's happening around you, you can choose your response to it. That's the best way to understand that for now. Not that, you can be joyful. You can choose joy. Not that you need to be happy all the time, every day. And, you know, not that you should be sad and depressed every day either. So you can choose joy. Last week I sprinkled throughout the past few episodes, we talked a bit about freedom, and I explained that freedom doesn't come because someone gives it to you. Freedom comes between your two ears. When you decide you're going to be free, then you get up and you be free. Now, there may be some people around you who are sadly delusional, who think you're not free, and they're going to act out on you in the sense that they think they can control your freedom. As my uncle said, may he rest in peace, you don't let nobody get to your mind. Meaning, I don't know if they're speaking about this in the songs nowadays, but your mind is a sovereign space. It belongs to you. No one can take your mind. For people who have had that happen to them, there's help, and you can overcome that. But freedom first begins between the ears. Harriet Tubman, may she rest in peace, said she could have freed more people if only they had known they were enslaved. Like, so if people can't conceive of freedom, then they can't go for it. They can't. So what you don't know is what you don't know. Sometimes many of you have an inkling and an inclination towards something that is tugging you forward and you can't really articulate it. All right. You see what I'm saying? You may not have the verbiage for it, or you may not have the vocabulary in your first language or even second language that you speak. You may have to act it out through art or draw it out or sing it out, but there's something in you pulling you towards something bigger and richer in your life. That is what I'm talking about. So you may not be able to articulate what you're reaching for, but you know it's good for you, and you know it's right over that next hill. And even if no one else around you has it or knows what you're talking about, when you try to describe that feeling, the Spirit of the Most High is pulling you to rise up, step up, raise up. Come on, you can do this. Okay? So remember to hang on to that, because we're going to get to that, come back to it in some time as we continue to talk. So step one is you're looking for balance. When I talk about sacrifice, you're looking for balance. And if you're not looking for balance personally, and you don't think you really have an idea what that is, the universe will show you some balance. Because as people try to hold everything in both of their arms, the universe is going to have you let go of some stuff if you want to or not. Okay. The second point I'd like to leave with you is everything you need is around you. Let me repeat again. Everything you need is around you. Now, I'm not talking about laundry detergent and dishwashing, you know, liquid dishwashing soap, even though you might, oh, what is she talking about? Step outside your house and your mind or your building or wherever you're listening to this at. If you're not out in nature, think in a moment, just close your eyes and imagine that you're outside of a building and you're standing in a field, a forest, a garden. You're in your yard. Everything you need is around you. So the things that you may not want to give up, there's no scarcity. A lot of people are clinging to things because they've been told they're scarce. You know, it's only so much to go around, and you got to get yours and hold on to it. You've been played. When you're living life based on scarcity, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of things. And it's just a psychological manipulative tool to make you think there's scarcity when it comes to the intangible things of life. Again, we're not talking about laundry detergent, but let's talk about laundry detergent. If you understand what I'm saying, and my herbalist friends and other foragers on here and people who go out and do things in nature will understand, there's plants you can use to wash your clothing with and to wash your body with at some point. So everything you need is around you. So I literally mean that in nature, like medicine, food, clothing, shelter, it's all around you. It's outside the four walls and the roof that you're in right now. I'm not suggesting that you rush out and go get it. Once again, I said, we're not dealing with scarcity. I am suggesting that you release the idea that there's only so much to go around and you got to grab it and, you know, hoard it. That's not real. So everything you need is around you, and you can expand that idea to love, compassion, kindness, abundance, health. It's all around you. It's not something that you don't have access to, except you don't know that it's around you. So you can imagine that many people are living with a blindfold that someone else may have put on their eyes, and now they're just holding their hands up on top of that blindfold. They can't see it. So I'm saying reach up gently and love yourself enough to take the blindfold off your head and recognize that everything you need is around you. You may not know how to access it. You may not know how to identify it. You may just look out your window and say, there's some weeds out there. It may be all you see, but that means that there's a body of information and education you must seek out, much like listening to this podcast, right? You're seeking out information to build your capacity so you can go out into the woods or the forest or the bush behind your house and recognize what's there. And I'm saying that literally. However, you can expand this idea to intangible things beyond food, clothing, and shelter. Okay. And the last idea I want to leave you with today is train yourself to recognize your resources, which is what I kind of segued into. So if you don't understand what is edible, edible foods that are wild, edible foods that grow within 100 miles of your home, just now you have Google, the internet. I mean, you don't have to go to the physical library anymore. Challenge yourself to figure out what grows within 10 miles of your home. And if you're in a highly urbanized area, then it's probably growing in a container on someone's patio. Could be your patio. You could make it yours, you know. Or you may have to look at a park around you, a nature preserve. Remember, the concrete is new. Well, in this respect, let me say it this way. If you live in a modern city, the pavement and stuff has just been laid down. You know, in the, when I say recent, you know, if you're in New York in the past 300-400 years, cobblestones, bricks, you know, that stuff has been laid down to make roads very recently in human history. So you have to imagine that where you live 100 years ago, 200 years ago, there wasn't as much concrete and pavement there as it is now in most cities. For those of you in major urban areas, they may have been somewhat cobbled over, you know, for the past 300-400 years. But in any respect, my point is, around you, there is a wild walnut or pecan tree, or, you know, there's something growing, and figure out what it is. If it's not in your backyard, figure out what was in your backyard 100 years ago before they built the 10-story condominium complex you're in now, or figure out what grows around you naturally that can sustain you. Learn to recognize your resources, and not just foodstuffs either. Learn to recognize the resources. Where does your water come from? Don't say the faucet to me, and don't say a plastic bottle at the store. Water doesn't come from plastic bottles. Someone puts it in there, right? Where does your water come from? Do you know how to collect rainwater in a little bucket and water your plants instead of pouring it out of the faucet, you know? Recognize your resources. Train yourself to do that. Train yourself to think outside of what you need to go and buy to what the Most High has put right in front of you for your sustenance and your well-being. And you'd be surprised if you practice this exercise. Just learn one thing for people who are new to this, one thing that's around you, like rainwater, that you can collect from the sky and you can water your plants with it. I mean, like, why would I do that? Because you need to understand different ways to get things done besides feeling dependent and being dependent on things that you tie into buying and purchasing. You want to release yourself from the idea of scarcity. And let me say this in closing, there will be a point where even with the resources around you, you may recognize that they're dwindling, right? Or they wax and wane. There's a lot of this and a little of that. And you may have to adjust, but that's part of being human and living on this beautiful ball of dirt that's circling the sun. That we are living beings and we are needing to adjust to our environment, not always have the environment adjust to us, which causes us to be out of balance. So as you can probably surmise, the next discussion we'll be going into in this podcast will be about seeking balance. We're going to talk about rhythm, sacrifice, and vibration and balance from an Africana cosmological perspective. And yes, I am the foundress of the Institute of Africana Cosmology. So if you all have seen that online or wondered more about what Africana cosmology is, we've already been talking about it for every podcast. Now I'm just being more intentional in mentioning those terms to you, so you have a place to put this worldview in your head. Like, what? Where is this coming from? This is an Africana cosmological worldview dealing with rhythms, sacrifice, vibration, and balance. Those of you into physics, yeah, dealing with the quantum level on a daily basis. Think of it that way. So I love you. It's good to talk to y'all. I look forward to this moment every Sunday that the Most High blesses us to come together. I'm so grateful and thankful for your listening and for your support and your kind words. I want to leave this verse with us all to work with over the next 6 days until we meet again by the grace of the Most High next Sunday. It reads, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the book of John from the New Testament of the Bible, chapter 16, verse 33. From the New International Version of the Bible. Please, listeners, any version of the Bible you want to use, any translation, feel free. You're not locked into the New International Version. The place you'll find this verse is chapter 16 of John, verse 33. And again, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. And again, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. That is spoken from the viewpoint of Yeshua the Christ. And it speaks so beautifully to balance. You may live in this world, everybody, but aligning yourself with this spirit who I talked about in season one and two. And let me tell you now, here in season two again, this is a spirit who promises to never leave you. That's very unique in the spiritual world. This spirit will not leave you. He will be with you until the ends of time. This spirit of Yeshua the Christ, who has offered himself to help guide you through this situation you find yourself in a physical body, says that you're going to be in this world and you're going to face some trouble. However, you're going to have peace if you walk with this spirit, if you align yourself in the presence of this spirit. Take heart, because see, this person, when he had a physical body, overcame the world. He recognized his spiritual nature and his oneness with the Most High. When he left his physical body, he retained his cognition. He retained his awareness of who he had been when he was physical, in the physical. And he agreed that everybody who followed his teachings could align with his spirit. He would walk with them and help them even after he left his physical body. It's a very deep piece. Very, very interesting. Aligns with many wisdom systems around the world. So the spirit of Yeshua the Christ has promised never to leave us, to walk with us. And in John 16, 33 says, he's told us these things so that in him we can have peace, meaning aligning ourselves with his spirit, walking in the teachings that he taught us to follow. We can have peace, even though we walk through this world full of interesting and chaotic wahala. Wahala is a Yoruba word that means trouble. In this world, you will have some trouble, but take heart. Remember that. I have overcome the world. Yeshua the Christ overcame the world. This spirit will guide us and protect us and lead us through the harshness of points in physical existence so that we can overcome the world too. Thus, you will have balance. Okay. I love you guys. You can write me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. You can send me your prayer requests. You can send me your questions. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do so through PayPal at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Be blessed. May the Most High guide and bless you and keep you safe and whole until we meet again. Take care. Love you.